Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
It don't matter where I may roam, tell you people that it's home sweet home, America, America. And my brothers are all black and white, yellow too. And the red man is right to expect a little from you. Promise and then follow through, America. All the men who fell on the plains and who lived.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for riding through the break. Is your host, Ray I. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Saturday morning. This is a special Conservation Federation of Missouri segment. We'll be bringing you information from the Conservation Federation of Missouri weekly on our radio programming. Let's get right into this.
Stand with us. Join our ranks. Together we are a stronger voice for Missouri's natural resources. Joining online is simple. Just visit confedmo.org. As a member of CFM, you'll be in good company, enjoying the benefits of being part of Missouri's citizen conservation leaders and one of the largest and most respected conservation organizations in the nation.
I can still remember the smell of fresh oil from my granddaddy's duck gun. And not getting a wink of sleep, waiting for the morning to come. There's the time my dad and I went a line down at Lake Lake. That's where he taught me to tie this knot that I still use today. These are the memories.
The wildlife and its habitat cannot speak, so we must, and we will.
You're listening to the Conservation Federation of Missouri. Here's Executive Director Brandon Butler.
On today's episode, I'm joined by Carol David, the Executive Director of the Prairie Foundation, and Ken McCarty, who has a title too long for me to memorize. So,
tried Chief of the Natural Resource Management Section for the Missouri State Parks.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Now, how many years have you been with Missouri State Parks?
I have been with State Parks for 32 years now.
An absolute wealth of knowledge. So, Carol, congratulations on Prairie Foundation being the Conservation Federation's Organization of the Year this year. We've got a great partnership with you guys, and lately it just seems like Prairie Foundation's on fire. I'm hearing so much about it, and your work is just stellar. Tell us what's going on.
Well, thank you, and it was certainly an honor to receive that award and the recognition. You know, people often tell me, what's new with Prairie? And I say, well, Prairie's about 8,000 years old, but we're making new discoveries about Prairie all of the time, and we're organizing new events to try to help more people discover and appreciate their prairie legacy. We have our annual dinner coming up on August 5th in Columbia featuring Dr. Quinn Long. He's an ecologist with the Missouri Botanical Garden, and he's a technical advisor of the Missouri Prairie Foundation. And he's going to be speaking about how do we manage this prairie resource in the modern age. You know, we had 15 million acres of prairie or more in our state. That's about a third of the state in prairie. And if you take into consideration the more open woodlands that we had throughout the Ozarks in pre-settlement times and prairies along the Mississippi River and the Bootheel, we had up to about 70% of our state was covered in some assemblage of prairie flora and prairie wildlife, grassland wildlife. So native grasslands, prairie are incredibly important, significant to our natural history, but our economic history as well. But today we have about 70,000 scattered acres remaining of that original unplowed prairie resource. What Quinn Long is going to be speaking about is how do we manage this fragmented landscape in the modern age? We want to help people understand that prairie isn't just beautiful. It is, and it has inherent value. It doesn't really have to do anything for us to exist. But prairie is incredibly important to our cultural history. If you think about the livestock industry in Kansas City, for example, well, prairie pasture helped drive that industry. Think about how important our row crop agriculture is to our state, and so much of it on prairie soil. So prairie isn't just important to us in terms of wildlife. It's an important part of who we are as a state, culturally, economically. But it all starts with that prairie resource. We're trying to, with the Missouri Prairie Foundation, we own and manage prairie, but we celebrate the and recognize the prairie conservation efforts of all entities in the state, be they private or public. We've worked with Prairie State Park in the past to help control invasive species on their park. We help provide technical resource and partner with private individual landowners to help them with their resource or conserve prairie, find ways to afford to keep prairie prairie.
So if we go back to pre-settlement days, before Lewis and Clark opened up the West, Missouri was a prairie state, really. I mean, we had buffalo and elk and all these wildlife animals living on prairie. And then settlers came in, and what happened? Where did the prairie go?
If you think of Missouri back at that time you talk about, if you can imagine an arc across the north part of the state, all across the north from east to west, from all down the western border as being an almost entirely prairie landscape. And if you think of the different periods in our history, whether it was largely dominated by the different native cultures that lived and worked the land in different ways. You can think of large prescribed, sweeping prescribed fires. You can think of the way they used the land. You can think of the compression of the native cultures as they were pushed west by our own cultures and societies as they came through. You can think of the early versions of our modern society, which had enclaves of settlement, which brought in things like market hunting, which started to use the land in different ways. Of course, you can think of some of the early agriculture events that happened in the 1830s through 50s through 70s. You think particularly the livestock industry. Prairies are herbaceous systems. They're rangeland. And that was an early use of the native prairie resource. It was for all manner of livestock that supported those early cultures in our early societies. And that developed through time. A lot of Missouri was an open range state for a long time into our modern history. And that's where a lot of the uses and even pressures that led to, different kinds and versions of grass and landscapes in Missouri. And then you can think of those fertile soils that Carol mentioned a little bit ago. And you can think of these deep, rich, black soils that support agriculture across the corn and soy belt in Missouri and Iowa and Illinois. Those were very rich soils. They were very valuable soils. And they became the root of our agricultural industries.
So much of our native prairie is now what we're seeing in cornfields and soybean fields and pasture lands.
You might think that corn is a native grass, or is a grass, rather, and you might think it's superimposed over where the native grasses and the prairies used to be.
That's what Ken is saying, absolutely correct, row crop agriculture, which of course is very important and we need that. Also, demise of prairie through taking fire off of the landscape. So here in Missouri, we're at the crossroads where the eastern deciduous forest and the Great Plains meet, but we have a lot more rainfall in Missouri than, say, grasslands as you go west. So therefore, we can support a lot of trees. And so if you don't have fire in the landscape, native grasslands can become invaded with trees.
MDC came out and did a PLC assessment on private lands conservation assessment on my property, and I've got 9 acres of cedar that's choked out a glade. So I've got a lot of work ahead of me to try to restore that to a glade.
Well, that's exciting. But one thing that you've got in your favor is that with cedar, you can cut them and they don't resprout, or burn them and they won't resprout. So that it is challenging, and good for you for restoring that glade. And it's going to be fun for you to see how that responds. We do have a lot of challenges also with the prairies that do remain. Invasive species, tall fescue, Sericea lespediza, other non-native plants that we've introduced on the landscape that can degrade the quality of our remaining prairies. For every square foot of prairie that is replaced with these invasive species, the level of biodiversity decreases. I've got a story to help explain this. One of the prairies that we own is called La Petite Gem Prairie near Bolivar. It's only 37 acres, but on a quarter meter basis, if you were to put a quarter meter square quadrant down, the Institute of Botanical Training did a plant survey there and found 38 plant species in a quarter meter, which is incredible. The average number of plant species you find in an average oak hickory forest is 7. So 38 plant species crammed into this quarter meter. And then you've got all of these insects, some of which, or many of which, have a very specific relationship with a specific plant. So it's supporting all of these life forms up the food chain. Well, when you replace a lot of that diversity with one or two or three non-native invasive species, you are simplifying the landscape and reducing the level of native biodiversity.
Yeah, Missouri is such a resource-rich state, and I think we're always grateful for that. We have so many natural resources compared to some of the states around us. We have such a tremendously diverse and astute professional resource community. We have a very engaged in public and interested public. We have a very strong hunting and fishing community, and all these things come together in the kind of things we've been talking about today.
Carol, tell people how they can get involved with the Prairie Foundation, and then again, make sure everybody knows about your dinner.
Great, thanks. Go to moprairie.org. You can learn about how you can become a member. If you want to support our work financially with a donation or becoming a member, that would be fantastic. You can volunteer, but you can just come and visit our prairies and enjoy them. We have lots of events. Most of them are free. We have hikes. We have campouts. We have our annual Prairie Bio Blitz on one of our prairies every summer. Yeah, please check us out. And August 5th in Columbia, Missouri, with Dr. Quinn Long speaking at MPF's annual dinner is a great way to learn about prairie from an outstanding speaker and enjoy the fellowship of other prairie enthusiasts and learn a lot and have fun.
Ken, Carol, thank you guys very much for coming in.
Thanks, Brandon.
It's been a pleasure.